Landing a modeling gig may sound pretty glamorous, but be careful not to fall for one of the many modeling scams apparently is out there. Recently, a newspaper in China's Hangzhou city has reported that nearly 9 out of 10 young girls have been cheated in pursuing their dreams of being a model, and... yeah, we'll get into the details in a second. So let's talk about, is it true that modeling scams is just pretty rampant now in China?
Hangzhou City's Qianjiang Evening News reported that a series of modeling scams for China's e-commerce platform Taobao have been exposed since 2014. So why we called from this newspaper? Because it's in Hangzhou. Why Hangzhou is so important for this issue? Because it is a birthplace of e-commerce giant Alibaba, so the city has gathered the largest number of Taobao models and live broadcasters, as the market demands have stipulated the industry's development. So earlier when we mentioned model, we have a certain image about them. There are lots of qualifications first. You need to be tall, you need to be skinny, maybe you have a very strong like a body or facial features. But now I think the threshold is getting lower, because if you want to be a Taobao model, you don't need to be physically tall. You can just be an average height, but extremely good looking. That's enough. And I think all girls believe she is pretty enough to be a model in the future, maybe for the young generation. So also, if we look at the rapid growth, it brings in more scams, actually, because according to statistics, there were less than 200 photography companies specializing in e-commerce services in Hangzhou back in 2010. But now, the figures have had a tenfold increase. And along with this trend, the cases of scams have also seen a rise. So if you open some recruitment websites such as Wuba Tongcheng, which is Wuba City, 58 City in English, so you will see that whenever it's on the model recruitment pages, there will be a tip next to it, which saying the establishment of model files, any kinds of charges, any audition deposit can be a scam, so please be alert. And here we look at Hangzhou Municipal Market Supervision Administration. It said that this year they have already received 32 cases of complaints on model recruitment. So a person in charge told reporters that in general complaints were trick off their money, as some fake model companies asked them to pay fees for professional photography. In order to become a model, sometimes they asked them to pay for a shooting for a comp card. And later, these promises turn out to be bad checks. So how much money the people lose? Sometimes it range from 1,000 yuan, which is equal to some $145, to 3,000 yuan, which is some $435. And in some extreme cases, someone even lost nearly 10,000 yuan just in a year for applying for the model card.
That's a lot of money towards the end. And is this something you've seen before, Tony?
Well, in the States, what happens is sometimes you see people approach you in the shopping mall, actually, and they'll ask you if you're interested in modeling because they think that you have potential. And normally what happens is you find yourself in an office with a bunch of other people who have been brought there under the same conditions. And then you hear a lot of different pitches, high pressure, you know, from acting classes and screening tests and photo shoots. And it could, and then they start charging you money. So this is actually something that's a bit, I wouldn't say it's very common, but it does happen back home. And it brings me to actually on WeChat, I've seen a couple of my friends that I wouldn't say are model material, but they have some videos and some pictures that are just very, I guess you could say, of professional caliber. And it's like, wow, I didn't realize this person was a model. And now it makes me wonder if perhaps they were victims of this type of, I don't know if it was a scam or maybe it's just something that they wanted to do.
That's interesting, because I feel there's one key message that Huang Shen mentioned earlier. That is, now being a model is a completely different concept as opposed to the 1980s or 90s. I mean, forget Cindy Crawford or, I mean, the runway models, they're one niche, still a very niche group
yeah.
of people.
Right.
And you need to be tall and have fit all the traditional caliber
yeah.
that Huangshan has mentioned earlier. And now in China, as we see with this exponential growth of e-commerce in the last 10 years or so, there's... For that period of time, especially for the first few years, there was this also exponential growth in demand for people to show off the clothes or the product. Because now these virtual online shops, they all need, well, a lot of them need people to be showing the clothes or the whatever product they're trying to sell. Mm. And then they need more manpower to do that. So there was this legitimate demand, I suppose. Mm. And then it was great for a lot of mostly girls, sometimes guys, that are not that tall. But I guess you need also really good lighting and makeup skills, because it doesn't really matter how good-looking you really are, because you just need to look good in front of the cam.
We have solutions.
What are the solutions?
Photoshops.
Yes. I think Photoshop is amazing now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's apps where you can make someone actually taller than they actually are.
Yeah, no thinner problem.
You can do anything with Photoshop now. So, I would imagine that, having the actual physical criteria is not that important, because you're not really going to see these people in reality.
Mm.
A lot of times you're just going to see them on a magazine cover or on some advertisement.
People don't really make to magazine covers either. They
make to online shops.
To the adverts of the numerous Taobao shops or whatever online e-commerce shops. Mm. And, but there are people that need to fill the jobs, and apparently a lot of people actually made a career of a few years or few months from this, and we saw this happening. So, and these days, in the last couple of years, we also saw this huge growth in the live broadcasting online.
Mm.
So live broadcasters, they've become maybe like a new segment of people that might want to go into the sort of performance/modeling thing that's happening on the internet. So more people are finding jobs that way, finding ways to earn some money. And so it's a thriving market in a way. That's good. We're happy, I suppose, for the jobs created that way. But along the way, we see that what tenfold growth of these companies that say they specialize in photography, but what are they actually doing? And when people actually go to Hangzhou, just like I'm thinking about the in America or the all those people that go to Hollywood, becoming waitresses, waiters, and chauffeurs, whatever, and just finding time and auditions that they can go to and just to try their luck. In a way, this is, of course, a little bit smaller in scale, but people are doing that, going to the mecca of online modeling that's called Hangzhou here in China. Something like that is happening.
You mentioned something about a comp card. What exactly is that? Is that similar to like a portfolio, or what is a comp card?
Yeah, the comp card in Chinese, we call it 模特卡, is designed for those professional models. So usually those fake companies use it as a trick to lure the to-be models to their company and to pay for the comp card. Because after charging the money from those customers, they say, I'll help you to do some professional photocopies and give you some shootings and help you make a portfolio. Then with this comp card, you can bring it to the maybe your future employers, and they can help you get more modeling opportunities. But later on, it turned out to be they just help you to do some photos, but they don't have any connections to your future employers. So some people, they took the comp card, but they don't have any job offers in the future.
You know, I think this is, upon reading this topic, I was able to stumble across some other darker, I guess you could say, articles on the matter. And unfortunately, in the U.S., you have these types of situations that happen where you have a lot of phony companies that recruit these young women and sometimes men on the street or online to go and do photo shoots for, you know, modeling hopefuls. But I read a report on CNN, and actually came out 2 years ago, and a former Miami policeman spent the majority of his, you know, time stalking female models online and using a long list of aliases. He contacted hundreds of women and lured them into a fake modeling audition, and this was in South Florida. And once they arrived, he secretly drugged them and took them to another location where another man would rape them on camera. This footage was then sold online to pornography stores, and some victims didn't find out about the videos until they were alerted by friends or complete strangers. So I really think that this is definitely one element to the business. And unfortunately, you have some individuals who are looking to profit from making money from people. But there's another element to it. And the problem is it's not very proctored, and it's not very controlled. And so it's a very big risk for anyone that goes upon modeling and, you know, meets people in, you know, secret places to take photo shoots. And then it's there's some measures. And I think that people need to be aware of what can possibly happen and what is happening at present. And I was unaware of this. And, you know, I think that this awareness will definitely alert people into being a bit more skeptical before they go into these types of, I guess you could say, careers.
So is that person put behind bars now?
Okay, well, the rest of the report says that these two men were eventually abducted, and they were found guilty of sex trafficking and sentenced to life behind bars. Okay. So these men were caught, but this is just one case. The report goes on to say that in New York, one child modeling scheme allegedly stole more than $200,000 US, which is somewhere around 1.4 million yuan, from 100 clients with promises of lucrative modeling jobs. And this went on for years until they eventually shut it down. And it's just a lot of these institutions are preying on people for just their lack of knowledge. And a lot of people, this notion of course, being famous and wanting their face somewhere, go forward and are unfortunately, you know, prey to some of these predators. So it's, again, you know, before I'm discussing this topic, I had no knowledge of this. And who knows, I probably could have fell victim to it too, going and, you know, spending my time and my money on trying to be something that I possibly could never be, according to some of the schemes out there.
So what are the common tricks and traps, I suppose, is my first question, and how do we avoid them?
That's a good question, and I would imagine that in different countries, you know, the scams work a little bit differently. But according to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, there's a few tactics that some of them use. For example, when you go there, you would have to use a specific photographer, which means that you would have to employ them and pay the money that they're asking. But in a real agency requires that you use your own photographer. So it's not exactly something that's necessary. So this is one of a sign that they say that it is imperative that you use their photographer. That could be a red flag. Sometimes they guarantee a refund, and they say that, you know, it's totally refundable, and it's likely that your deposit will be refundable only if you meet very strict refund conditions. Or you might be told that the talent experts will evaluate your chances at success and accept only a few people in the program. But what they're saying really is, or what they don't tell you, is that pretty much everyone gets accepted. So there's a really good chance that you're not going to get your refund. Another is they always ask for cash or money orders. And also they talk about big salaries, but this is definitely something that no real modeling agency can guarantee. But again, they push that to a lot of people, and they guarantee that you will find work. So there's a lot of guarantees that are made to a lot of these young people who go in, and in reality, it's not really the case. So these are just some red flags that, you know, happen in the U.S. in terms of, yeah, some of these scams.
What are some of the red flags to spot here in China?
I think in China, the most common scams are like the ones I mentioned before, was the comp cars. Like, they charge money from you to help you film the comp cars. And the other ones are some also audition fees. Mm-hmm. Some people say, I can guarantee you to be involved into an audition for some runways or for some e-commerce companies, but you need to pay up. And some are publicity fees. For example, they say, oh, after we help you do the professional photos and some clients may interest in you, but we need to help you to do more promotion. Mm-hmm. So you also need to pay up. And there's also some times that you couldn't get your money back. For example, you got the job opportunities, but you don't have a legally or a written type of contract. So all the contracts were done by verbal form. So mm-hmm. you couldn't get your payment back. Or after you shooting for a scene and you forget to collect your money, in the future, if you wanted to get it back, it's very hard for you because you don't have a very formal type of contract. And sometimes, besides of pay attention to yourself, you also need to protect your children.
Oh, if your child is the future star, that's
yes, because sometimes there's you have the cutest baby scam.
Well, that's I can understand why people fall for that one, because if it's me who have some measure of sanity, right? Mm. If somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, you can be a model," I'm like, "Go away. I like the way I look, okay? But I know I'm not a model." But if it's my future child one day, sometimes people lose their moral compass.
Yeah.
Or they lose sanity. Because we all, I'd imagine, this is what I heard from married friends who have kids, that they all think their kid is the best in the world and just so cute. Okay, they're so cute. All right. When somebody approaches you and says your child is the next child star to promote whatever baby formula, then it's you could buy it easily.
Yeah, and I also feel that it's almost like a compliment to you as well. It's like your genetics are so amazing.
Yes,
Look what you produced, and this is definitely star material. Yeah. So I think it really gets parents in this way too, where they're like, "Wow, look at what we made. We have the best genetics." So I think it's definitely a way for them to prey on parents and kids, and in some cases it works out. I mean, I guess it wouldn't. It's not many cases, but sometimes these kids are actually, very photogenic, and they're able to make it and have really nice pictures. Mm-hmm. But it's, you have to be really careful, as some of the reasons I mentioned before and what Hongshan mentioned before. Mm-hmm. It's a gamble, and it's definitely something that you have to make sure that you're there and you're there with your child at all times, because you never know, who these people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is really kind of scary, and I think that for most people who are looking to get into modeling for themselves or their children should definitely, keep, copies of important documents and definitely, stay away from these companies that just want to get cash from you up front and, look for a lot of different feedback from other people, because I think that that's key here, because it's a huge risk.
I do have a couple of questions here about actually just the pragmatic side of things, because two things. One is, so both of you have taught me the lesson that I should not pay up front. If they want to look for talent, they come to me, and I'm not supposed to shoulder the cost. But I supposed a lot of the times for those aspiring models, you're not 100% sure that you're the next Cindy Crawford material, right?
Yeah.
So I suppose sometimes you think that, okay, if they're taking pictures for me, then there is the cost of photographer and developing the photos. And these are supposedly the professional ones. They're more expensive than the normal ones we get from the small store around the corner kind of thing. Mm. So it kind of makes a little sense if they want me to pay a little bit. I mean, a little bit.
Mm.
So, but that's not the right kind of thinking here, is it?
I think it's a good question. Sometimes I think you need to pay some money because, you know, you want to do the photography thing. At least you need to pay a little amount of money. But before you pay the money, you know, we are living in an internet era. We can check all the information online. So before we give them our money, maybe we can just do some research. Okay. Of the background of company. Are they reliable? Are they professional companies? Will they really guarantee and they can provide me professional photos or give me any modeling opportunities?
Very good point. Thank you. Noted. Check. The second question about pragmatic side of things is in China, sometimes when we're doing business with a small company or sometimes it's just like a person that supposedly is heading an agency, it looks a little, I wouldn't say shady, but certainly informal.
Slippery.
Yeah. But sometimes when you're just starting up with a job and you get these kind of so-called clients, and sometimes they're not scammers. It's just not, you don't get the opportunity to work with the big shots all the time. And I suppose that becomes a really difficult case to identify because there are legitimate business deals done in China without a contract. And sometimes people just go, all right, then it's a handshake agreement or something that. And you're new to the business, this industry, you don't really know. And then you sort of go along with it and then you're scammed. But there are sometimes the transaction was carried out properly. So I suppose that is the really hard bits to identify. And when you're just a starting up person, you don't know. And big chances don't just land on your lap easily. What do?
You know, and I think that you made some really valid points there. And I think that a lot of young people going into this recruitment should really be aware of some of these things. Be aware of the dangers, but also be aware that it's actually hard work to be a model. And sometimes you could be taking headshots and you could be taking pictures for years in between jobs. And, you know, sometimes you don't get paid a lot of money for some of these pictures. Sometimes you're doing it just in your free time. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of famous models end up having to take dozens of photos before that one photo actually pushes them over into a larger market where they become, you know, a model full time. But before that time, it's really, you can just really call it a hobby. It's just something that you do to, you know, just get some exposure, because that's really what it's about. If it's something that's serious for you, it's, you need to get exposure. So I think just going into it with this knowledge will help a lot of people in that, yeah, they're not going to be an overnight celebrity and that they have to, yeah, pay their dues.
I think don't make a rush movement. Think about which type of model you want to become. For example, you want to be a runway model for high fashions or just be an e-commerce model and then design your way out.
Yeah, and also if you're going to a strange place to meet a photographer, at least take one friend. Or two.
I'd take three or four.
Yeah, you're listening to Roundtable.